Coors Banquet is fiercely loyal to a way of life and to a way of doing things. Banquet is about principles and being true to your roots. Forever brewed from Rocky Mountain water in Golden, Colorado, and nowhere else. Ever. That's how it's done. It's about generations of tradition, using only Moravian barley and an unwavering commitment to making beer one way. The right way. That's how it's done. It's about stepping back, savoring the flavor slowly, and actually enjoying it, much like life. Coors Banquet, that's how it's done. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
You're listening to 10K Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
I'm the host, the Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and it's a pleasure to be bringing you all of the great things going on in the world of tailgating. Between 35 and 50 million Americans, and that's just America, are participating in the great sport of tailgating. So no matter if you're a race fan, a football fan, a concert fan, it doesn't matter. We love supporting the companies and the businesses that bring you the great gadgets that support tailgating, the food companies, the sports apparel companies, the technology companies, like our great friends over at King Controls and the Tailgater. If you need a tailgater for your television out in the parking lot, man, reach out to them at getyourtailgater.com, part of the Dish Network. Plug there for one of our sponsors. And our sponsors are great because they help bring this show each and every week, and they help keep the show free. We keep the lights on. We keep the computers running, the microphones from clicking off, and it's all because of our sponsors and because of listeners like you supporting our sponsors. It doesn't cost you a nickel to go look over at King Controls or getyourtailgater.com. Just go over and take a look at them as well as some of our other sponsors that we have, and you'll be a happy camper. No pun intended, a happy tailgater. We've got a great show for you this week. We have got the author, award-winning author, of The Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour. Mr. John Schlemm is going to be joining us for a great conversation about food, beer, and all that that implies in the parking lot. We've also got Mindy from PartyCoffins.com about all the great things going on. And who would have ever thought? You know, I've seen some really cool setups. I've seen dumpsters. I've seen ambulances. I've seen dump trucks. All kinds of things that have been converted to tailgating. Old buses. But I've never seen a coffin. A coffin. And these aren't like make-believe, let's slap some plywood together and make it look like a coffin. These are human-grade caskets that have been retrofitted, and you're not going to believe when you hear some of the things that they're doing with caskets over at PartyCoffins.com. So tune in and stick around to listen to that. If you want to get in the holiday spirit, the Halloween spirit, check out our conversation with Mindy, because I think it's going to be a great one over at PartyCoffins.com. And you could maybe buy a party coffin for your own tailgate party. But we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today, with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at OutdoorCookingChannel.com. outdoorcooking.com or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. The Outdoor Cooking Channel.com.
Time is right to use a spud spot. Boil and spots, make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spot?
Spud Spike's the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The Spud Spike's, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. Your oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio. Game Day Gadgets.
This week, we're going to be talking with Mindy from PartyCoffins.com. Welcome to Tailgate Radio, Mindy.
Thank you. I am so glad for this opportunity. I'm so glad you called. I'm very happy to be here.
October is a great month. Halloween, there's always lots going on. And last week, I read a story about party coffins and just couldn't believe what I was hearing. So can you give us some background on how you guys got started with Party Coffins and PartyCoffins.com?
Absolutely. And that makes me laugh that you yourself haven't ever thought of this. I mean, it just seems very normal around our house at this point in time. But to give you a little bit of a backdrop around PartyCoffins.com, Doug and myself, Doug Dawson, the other co-founder, my fiancé, and I are very passionate about Halloween as well as tailgating. And so just in this series of different things, we've kind of married those two loves, those two passions, and have come up with PartyCoffins.com. We were tailgating last fall, and we have a hearse, and we have several coffins that we utilize in our big Halloween parties each year. And last fall, as we were sitting tailgating at one game, Doug said, "Wouldn't it be fun if we took one of the coffins and made it into a tailgate piece, something that we could bring with us to tailgate with?" So that is definitely the inspiration. That was the beginning of this whole adventure that Doug and I have been on. And from there, we took one of our coffins to a local home stereo store and said, "Hey, here's what we're looking for. Here's what we would like to have added into the coffin." And we chose to add the flat screen TV, the cooler. We knew we wanted speakers so we could not only hear the game, but then also have music be a part of that. So we then, after two or three weeks of working with them and getting our coffin the way we wanted it, we began to tailgate with it. And the response that we received was absolutely overwhelming. We had no idea. We had literally a line of people at our tailgate spot nonstop, asking questions, asking could they take a picture of it, how could they buy one. And so when this football season came around and gearing up for Halloween again, Doug and I looked at one another and said, "Why not? Let's just take this to the next level and retail these coffins and see where it goes." And I have to tell you, the response that we've been given is just absolutely phenomenal.
There's so many questions I want to ask about this, but you mentioned earlier that you had these coffins. You've stored them in like your garage, and you know that this is kind of normal for you guys.
Yes, at this point in time, coffins in our garage is normal for us in our household, as strange as that sounds. But yes, so we, just to kind of take you from A to Z, again, A being what was our source of inspiration, how did this get started, and then to step two being, how do you get your hands on coffins? So we have teamed up with a local funeral home, a good friend of ours from the small town where we live and said, hey, well, can you help us get our hands on some coffins? These are real coffins. It's not like it's just boxes or made out of plywood. These are absolutely real caskets that we are now converting into tailgate pieces. So we purchased a lot of these caskets. We then had them delivered initially to our house. Doug, my fiance, owns a logistics business and warehousing. Since then, we do store some of them outside of our garage. And then we have a design crew and a team that goes in and actually takes these caskets and puts it into the tailgate piece. Now, we have a couple different models. We're very customer-oriented, and we can do about whatever any customer would like. So we have two different models that we showcase when we're out tailgating, one of which being what I would consider a premium model. In the foot lid of the casket is a 32-inch flat-screen TV. It has a stereo receiver with surround sound speakers embedded into the side of the casket, which is Bluetooth ready. So if you're just looking for music, you can Bluetooth your phone directly to the stereo receiver and play just music. We also have it's adaptable to Dish Network, so you can get a tailgater from Dish Network, Chris, who we use.
They're a sponsor of the show. That was a great plug.
Very nice, very nice. It works out great for us. We've been using the tailgater personally for a couple of years now, and we love having it because before we go to the game, obviously we like to watch the pregame shows, but also we kind of like to keep up on what's going on in other games, so we utilize that. And then at the other end of the cooler, or excuse me, at the other end of the casket is a large cooler. So that's our, what I would consider our top-of-the-line model. Again, we can kind of customize that model in any way, shape, or form a person would like it. A secondary model, because we had some people say, gosh, you know, I'm not a big sports fan, and I think that this is a lot of fun. I love Halloween. We have a lot of backyard barbecues, and we would just like this for the wow factor in the casket itself. So then we took that feedback and made a second model where it's just the cooler. So it's a casket with two very large coolers in it, as well as a storage area. And it also has an outlet so you can plug in a blender if you want to make mixed drinks, make the kids ices, plug in a hot plate, whatever your bar. It does have an electrical outlet on the side too, so you can utilize that in any way you may need.
You know, this is one of the coolest ideas I believe I have ever heard in my life. Mindy, how in the heck can we get our hands on our very own party coffin?
All you need to do, you can give us a call at 844-COFFIN-1, and that will ring directly to our cell phones. Or you can obviously visit our website at partycoffins.com, and you can look and see what we have available, and then also place your order that way. Every single coffin that we make is 100% custom made, so we would need anyone who's interested in getting their hands on one. Give us a call. Let us know what your interests are. If you want your casket painted for your team color, absolutely, we'll make that happen. So we can send them out as is, or we can have them painted. They're 100% customizable. Let us know what you want, and we'll make it happen for you. Our goal is, and at this point in time, and I hesitate to say this close to Halloween, but what we've done thus far is we have a 10-day turnaround time. From the time that order is placed, we have that coffin shipped in 10 days or less. So I know that a lot of people are going to want one for Halloween. I know that they're going to want one to tailgate with before the end of the football season. So certainly place your order now, and let's get you your casket in time for Halloween and before football season ends.
Mindy, I want to thank you so much for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week, and we wish you all the best, and keep us updated on how things are going over there at partycoffin.com.
We absolutely will, and thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Coors Banquet is fiercely loyal to a way of life and to a way of doing things. Banquet is about principles and being true to your roots. Forever Brewed from Rocky Mountain Water in Golden, Colorado, and nowhere else. Ever. That's how it's done. It's about generations of tradition, using only Moravian barley and an unwavering commitment to making beer one way. The right way. That's how it's done. It's about stepping back, savoring the flavor slowly, and actually enjoying it, much like life. Coors Banquet, that's how it's done. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here, and we've got a real special guest this week. Award-winning author, books like Grilling Vegan Style and The Tipsy Vegan, and he's got a brand new book called The Ultimate Beer Lover's Happy Hour. Man, it doesn't get any better than that. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, John Schlamm.
Hey, from one John to another, I am so excited to be with you and all of my tailgating buddies.
Writing a book on beer is a tall order in and of itself, but writing The Ultimate Beer Lover's Happy Hour probably takes some insight and expertise not everybody has. Where does your expertise in the beer world come from?
Well, you know, there are worse gigs I guess I could have gotten. You know, this has been so great to do. I come from an old beer family, is where that all comes from. You know, I like to say beer literally flows in my veins. My great-great-grandfather was Peter Straub, and he founded our Straub Brewery here in Pennsylvania back in the 1870s. So today we're the third oldest family-owned and operated pre-Prohibition brewery, and it's certainly a legacy that I take to heart, and it's been great to, you know, learn about that legacy over the years and to now be able to translate it into something that all my pals across the country can enjoy.
You've got over 400 recipes in your book that all use beer. Now, the question I have to ask you is, did you get all those recipes through personal experimentation?
Well, you know, I have been collecting beer recipes for a really long time. And in fact, I think the cookbook you're actually referring to with the 400 recipes was my first big national cookbook, The Ultimate Beer Lovers Cookbook. This is a follow-up to that, Happy Hour, and I've come back with 325 more recipes. So lots of recipes are out there, you know, in these books for people to enjoy. You know, a lot of them I've paid close attention to the great beer foods over the years, and especially for the Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour, I looked at what are all of our favorite bar snacks out there, and how can I take those traditional snacks and really fire them up, and then add some great beer pairings with them. So, you know, my love of beer and food made with beer and food consumed, you know, with a beer chaser goes way back, and it's been such a joy to be able to do these, and a lot of fun. And I never have to look very far for willing volunteers to help me test the recipes.
The folks that tend to really gravitate to that just naturally have that passion and that level of comfort in and around food and food preparation. Is that where your inspiration comes from as well?
Well, I think it's a little bit of that and, you know, a lot about I just love to eat and to drink beer. I think, you know, in that way, I'm kind of self-taught. You know, I don't have a culinary degree. I'm not a chef, but I love to eat. And I, of course, have spent a lot of time eating a lot of different kinds of foods, drinking a lot of different kind of beers. You know, as I've done book tours back and forth across the country, I've had the pleasure of drinking a lot of different beers and sort of figuring out what works with what. Of course, I tend to think it all boils down to, you know, my rule of thumb is drink what you like. But, you know, when you're talking about pairings, and certainly when we toss it into the realm of tailgating, it can be a lot of fun to experiment with all the great beers that are popping up everywhere. It's just, you know, we're in the midst of the craft revolution, so this is our time as beer lovers.
That was a great segue, because I was going to ask you about that. It really does seem like There is a renaissance in the world of beer making, craft beers, and even like we're based down here in Texas, even some of the laws that have been restrictive in sharing those craft beers have even changed over the last couple of years. So it really does seem like this is the new golden age in the world of beer.
Absolutely, which, you know, is really only appropriate since beer is one of the oldest beverages around. You know, some even think that it predates wine. You know, there's even debate out there, people who think that, you know, Jesus maybe didn't actually turn water into wine, that he turned it into beer. You know, there are actually scholars who are debating this. So beer has been around since the beginning of time. It popped up and almost simultaneously across the four corners. So it's only right that thousands of years later, it's going strong and really coming into its own as a culinary icon. And it certainly deserves that for all the happiness that it brings to each of us.
Now, do you get an opportunity? I mean, the Keystone State is a fantastic state for tailgating, and there are just great venues and great sports teams. Do you get the opportunity to partake in that? I know this time is probably the best time of year, the fall. There's a little crispness in the air, and you can smell those scents wafting over the parking lot. Do you get a chance to do that as busy as you are with your tours and everything?
Yeah, you know, I try to do it as often as possible, and whether it's a sporting event or a concert, you know, we get a lot of the great musicians through Pennsylvania as well. And so for me, any excuse to get into a parking lot and tailgate, I am there. And it's just, or, you know, someone's living room at halftime. Even halftime, you know, can be happy time as long as you have plenty of beer, no matter where you are. So, of course, I think it's such a great American tradition. And really, Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour is in that spirit of tailgating, and in the spirit of, you know, all your listeners out there know this, just wanting to have fun. Beer equals fun, tailgating equals fun, and being at these great venues, it's just all of that fun, and maybe leaving reality, you know, checking reality at the door for a couple hours, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm here with John Schlimm. He's the author of the Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour. You know, you talked about your history of your family. How engaged were you, or how engaged are you in the process of how your family's beer or any beer is actually brewed in the process that goes into it? Because as a novice, for me, you know, I really had to do some homework on the difference between just a traditional lager and an IPA and all those things. So, you know, for the layperson, what are some important things to kind of take away from what's going on in the world of beer right now?
Well, you know, for us at the Straw Brewery, we're really fortunate in that we have an incredible brewmaster. His name is Vince Acetta, and he really is a genius when it comes to creating the craft beers that we're starting to produce. You know, I think all my cousins are more than happy to keep me away from, you know, the kettle and the production line. I think they think it would probably turn into that scene from I Love Lucy when Lucy and Ethel go to the chocolate factory and it all goes crazy. You know, so I let the brewmaster do what he does best in making the beer, and I do what I think I probably do best, and that's consuming the beer. But what's incredible is to watch someone like him in the process he goes through in figuring out what ingredients go together and all the different kinds of hops that are out there and how to use those with the malts and whatever other flavors. That's been a fascinating process to watch. And I think that we, on the flip side of that, are all the beneficiaries of that. Because when we're sitting in the parking lot and we're tailgating, we can now pull down that tailgate and we can have you know, a dozen or two different beers lined up, those little cups that we can sample right down the row. And it's really in thanks to not only the geniuses, I think he tends to be a genius, as I think these other brewmasters across the country are, but also the home brewers. You know, the home brewing revolution is so huge now. And I love that. We just had a home brewing festival here in town, which benefited the United Way a couple months ago, and it was so great to go up and try all these beers and seeing what people are producing in their homes, and it's really incredible. So it's bringing out sort of the inner culinary brew artist in everybody. And again, we get to be the beneficiary of that. You know, I now sit on the board of directors of my family's brewery, and so it's really cool to see the business from that perspective, especially being a smaller brewery, and just seeing how engaged everyone is in the process. You know, we don't use lots of theory. It's a lot of hands-on stuff, and so that's still cool to know that there are places like that still going on, and certainly the home brewers who I love across the country, they're keeping that tradition alive as well.
Yeah, and would you agree that the resurgence or just the growth of the overall craft and home brewing market has been good for the industry in general?
Absolutely. I think any time you get people engaged in the process, it's a good thing. And certainly when it comes to beer, because what I think the home brewers are doing, they're really getting the established breweries to step up their game and put out the best products possible. But at the same time, you know, the companies that are putting out quality products are really then in return inspiring the home brewers to push the limits of their craft even further. So it goes both ways. And again, don't you love it? We get to be the beneficiary of that on the end when we can crack open a cold one and sit there and enjoy it.
Absolutely. But before we go, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We've got a weekend of tailgating upcoming, and if there was a one go-to recipe with your favorite, and I don't want to say your favorite beer, but a combination that works good for you, that the folks, I mean, this is Wednesday. This is typically supply day. They're going out to the grocery stores and the spirit stores and grabbing their supplies to get ready for this weekend's tailgate party. What's a good takeaway recipe that you would recommend to folks out there in the tailgate nation?
Well, I'm going to give you two, because I think burgers and tailgating and beer all go together like nobody's business. And in the beer and burgers bar section of the Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour, there is a recipe for sweet onion sliders, where a big, you know, thick slice of a sweet onion actually becomes the burger patty that is seasoned with some really great herbs and other spices, and just tossed on a little grill, or, you know, you can obviously make that in the oven. And that paired with a brown ale or a really great Dunkler, Dunkelweizen, is fantastic. But the other burger, I happen to love cauliflower, and I think that it's often underrated. I have a recipe for a grilled cauliflower burger where, again, a thick marinated slice of cauliflower becomes the burger patty, and that is paired with an Oktoberfest or a barley wine or even an American wheat ale. And I think those two will be really, you know, a new favorite out there in parking lots across the country or living rooms during nice pastime.
Where can we follow you, learn more about you, and where can we pick up the book, The Ultimate Beer Lover's Happy Hour?
You can go to my website, which is johnschlim.com, and learn more about me there, and also connect with me on social media. I know you do as well at Tailgate Radio. We love connecting with people, our fellow neighbors across the country. And The Ultimate Beer Lover's Happy Hour is sold wherever books are available. So you can hop on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or you know, your local independent bookstore.
John Schlim, author of Ultimate Beer Lovers Happy Hour, thank you for coming in to this week's edition of Tailgate Radio, and best to you, and I hope we can connect down the road sometime.
I hope so too, and I hope you know, everyone out there has a great tailgating season. Of course, the beauty is it's always tailgating season now, so we're the winners there as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in, and we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Hi again, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with your Tailgate Training Camp Tip of the Week right after this. I know for a lot of you, it's not uncommon to be out in the parking lot 6 to 12 hours before kickoff. And, you know, during that time, you're doing a lot of different things. You're cooking. You're enjoying your friends and family. You're drinking adult beverages, maybe soda. But one of the things you may not realize is you need to keep yourself hydrated. Each and every week at stadiums across the country, there are emergency calls because folks are getting dehydrated. Well, let's address that and let's make it quick and easy and simple for you to make sure that that never happens to you. Just make sure the night before the game, grab two or three of the gallon jugs of water, freeze them overnight, use that to keep all your food cold in your coolers, and then as it melts, use that for your drinking water. Makes it quick, easy, and you save some space. That's the Tailgate Tip of the Week this week from Tailgate Training Camp. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Larger. We'll be back next week with another great Tailgate Tip of the Week.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.